It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, let's get right into it here. You know, one of the things that continues to happen, and I just saw some video from a university in Atlanta where you have protesters that are still confronting police around the country on our elite university campuses. Let me play a little audio here. These are demands by the protesters at Columbia.
The precedent set by Columbia has resulted in a wave of police brutality at several campuses nationwide. We are calling upon Columbia University to divest, disclose, and provide amnesty for all students and faculty disciplined in the movement for Palestinian liberation. Those are our central demands, and until those are met, we will not be going anywhere.
All right, well, good luck with that. You know, my favorite soundbite of the week came from these two Columbia students who went down. They rushed down Wednesday to New York University because they heard there was a protest there. And then a reporter asked these young girls what they were protesting. They had no clue. They had no clue what they were
protesting.
They
literally didn't. Now,
whatsoever.
I've seen other videos with the first gentleman. He's a real winner. He is like on there saying, I haven't killed people before, but I can't promise you that I'm not going to kill these Zionists. Be glad that I haven't killed the Zionists. This guy.
Wait, that guy?
That guy.
Okay.
Yes, he's the head of their movement there. And he is a menace. This guy is a menace. I can't help but believe if you said these words about any other group,
of course,
there would be fires in the street. And this guy is like, you know, basically saying that, and he said on another video that all Zionists should die and they should be killed. So, I mean, what else do you need to hear? I didn't think that the First Amendment protected
threats to
kill.
Well, first of all, he's a private university, so there's no First Amendment.
There is none.
Private
right.
university.
But he was in his house when he did his little diatribe. So, but
well,
he should at
be
least
a clear
be
and present danger. I mean, you got when what is the thing? You cry fire in a crowded theater. I can go out on the street and say I'm going to kill 50 people, but unless I'm got a walking around with a gun or have a threat of killing 50 people, so that's the difference. I find it amusing. So when we're in the mayor's office, we had protest after protest after protest, and after a while, they were amusing. We would send them pizza and do all sorts of things. Not a single—we had Occupy, we had the Michael Brown stuff, we had Black Lives Matter. We had all kinds of protests, none of which led to any policy changes. There's a way to deal with protesters that does not accelerate the situation and turn it violent, that keeps your police officer safe. I will, like, for instance— after Michael Brown, we had two police shootings that were controversial. So we had all kinds of protests in the city. After 6 months of protesting, we had a grand total of 12 broken windows. Not one police officer was hurt. We had no fires. You know, you remember Ferguson, the two or three nights after, how they burned the place to the ground. We didn't have any of that. There actually is a technique to deal with this where you give them the chance to speak. But eventually you shut them down. And of course, you end up not changing any policies because I don't really think that's the purpose.
Well, a lot of times, isn't there a bit of a negotiation sometimes, even with the police? Because they'll say, look, I'm going to go out here. You can arrest me. These are the people going to be arrested, right?
I remember a night they said, we're going to shut down. We had a constant conversations with the leadership after Michael Brown during Black Lives Matter. And there was a night where they said, we're going to shut down 44. And we said, here's the deal. We will, you know, so nobody gets run over or hurt. We hit the police at the appointed time, and we let the press, everybody know it was going to happen, shut down the highway. They had 15 minutes to lie down and leave. Now, if they didn't leave, we would have arrested them. And they did. They laid down, and after 15 minutes, they leave. Now, this is the other aspect of it. What it used to be in America is if you did civil disobedience is not a brand new thing in America. It goes back to the Boston Tea Party. But it used to be in America that if you broke the law doing civil disobedience, you understood there is going to be a penalty, whether it's going to jail, a fine, whatever. Nowadays, these kids are like breaking the law and they're shocked when there's a penalty.
Right.
So, you know. My sympathy is with Columbia University here and not with the kids, but there is the right way to handle this, and it's not bringing in the cops and telling them to use their batons and that kind of thing.
Keller, you and I would have done that a little differently with the 15-minute deal. We'd have said, okay, lay out there, and then boom, traffic, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reminded of nothing so much as Eddie Murphy's famous line from Trading Places, excuse me, officer, may I suggest you use your nightstick? That's what they should do to these kids on the Columbus campus. These are all Marxists. These are all Democrats. I have no pity whatsoever for Columbia, nor for the administrators there. They have.
How about the teachers?
And your party has educated an entire generation of Marxists into your ideology, and you're reaping the benefits of that now. I think we should just let Democrats seethe and deal with this, and let it all go to hell.
I mean, the idea that now graduations are getting canceled.
Well, let's talk about that because
that ticks me off.
Yeah, John, my friend John Ziegler out on the left coast tweeted something today. USC senior robbed of her high school graduation by COVID, now can't go to her USC graduation because of this nonsense.
Because they don't know how to handle these protests, and protesters don't know how to be protesters. And again, if there's communication, we're going to let you have your First Amendment. It's not really First Amendment. We're going to let you have free speech. This is what you can't do. You can't threaten Jewish students. You can't do this. You can't do the other.
These people
and
don't negotiate.
And if there's camping, again, we would let them. We had Occupy. They camped in Keener Plaza. We said, we're going to let you stay there for 2 weeks, and then you're going home. And 2 weeks later, they were like, well, we're not going home. Well, yes, you are. They went home. But we weren't in the national news. Stuff didn't get burnt down and all that. I get this is the age of chaos. People want chaos. If that's what people want, then do what Greg said. If what you want is for these people to go away, there is a way to do it.
That you're assuming a fact that just isn't possible right now. These people, that idiot guy who is their leader, you can't negotiate with him. Like, they're not negotiating.
The people we were dealing with were not rational, but go ahead.
Well, but this is a whole different animal than Occupy. I mean, I'm just telling, like, Occupy at least made a modicum of sense. These people, this guy is, he's insane.
Well,
and
look,
you
Jane,
know what? They do want chaos.
If what you said earlier, we all know in this room that it's true. If it was a different group that was being targeted
here,
the administration would weigh in too. This administration is so feckless when it comes to even responding to Iran 2 weeks ago or condemning what's happening on these campuses. Now, look, we saw this with Obama and BLM too. But it's horrifying, and in this whole free speech nonsense, yeah, you have the right to protest. You have a right to do some of these things. We keep seeing images, and I saw another one. I just retweeted this out from Atlanta, of cops being shoved back, of confrontations where this is going well beyond free speech.
Yeah, I mean, if these kids were from a local Republican club, they would have been sent to Gitmo by now, but they're all reliable Democrat voters, so we're not going to do anything to them. I feel really bad about these college induction and graduation ceremonies being postponed as well, too. I mean, we have not seen that since a whole bunch of science-hating troglodytes took the coronavirus as a reason to cancel these kids' education for an entire year. I mean, we haven't seen this kind of thing for at least 2 or 3 years.
If this is handled correctly by the people in charge, this will not even be a thing 3 months from now. These things burn themselves out. I've seen it over and over again. They finally get tired.
Well, I'd say 3 weeks.
But they're being paid now.
By the election, this thing will not. This will not be a thing.
These are paid protesters. This is a whole different. I think this is a whole different animal. These people are getting paid $2,000 or $3,000 a week to do this. They have matching REI tents.
We had national people come in after Michael Brown.
But you some of it's going to slow down as soon as graduation happens because they won't be able to interrupt anything. anything.
Jeff, I do disagree with you on this point. I think that this could have lasting political implications because when you look at Joe Biden's numbers amongst young voters right now, he is trailing and not performing well with them.
Yeah,
and I have to believe that this is driving some of that.
No, I agree with you there. What I was saying is the actual protest, these people in tents and doing whatever, that won't be a thing by now. But what you just said will be a thing,
they'll
and I actually do think that's what's going to throw the election. It won't be the protest. They'll be gone by the fall.
Clarify what you meant by that,
aren't going to be voting for Biden.
So in order to win re-election, Joe Biden is going to have to win younger voters by a huge margin. That's one of the recipes for success for becoming a Democrat president or winning re-election. And when you look at his numbers across different demographic groups right now, Joe Biden's, they are very bad amongst young voters.
Mm-hmm.
And most people think that's because of these protests, because this younger generation is so pro-Palestinian, so pro-Hamas. They actually
do. They really even know what they believe?
No, they have no idea.
Okay, all right, good.
They just want to be in the in crowd.
We're talking about a close national election. It doesn't take a lot to throw it.
No,
and
I know.
This is
and that's why
I
think they're going to be paid through the election. I don't think they're going away before the fall.
Go ahead, Rainford.
I was just saying, I think the protests will burn themselves out if they're handled well. I agree 100% with Greg. It's why today, if I had to predict who's going to win, because of what he said, I agree with him. I think it'll be Donald Trump because while the protests will go away, young people, including those who aren't protesting, really are not for Joe Biden and absolutely not for his position on what's going on over in Israel.
Hang in there. We got the Reardon Roundtable. Two more segments coming up here on a Friday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.